again, the virtual Peter Kirk. Today we'll see how Kirkland changed from a collection of homestead families into a real community. Once settlers built homes and supplied their families with food and basic necessities, they worked together to set up schools for their children. In her June 1884 report, school teacher Vanny B. Hawley notes that 13 students attended the 12-week session at the first school in the Juanita area. This is the Houghton School, pictured here in the early 1900s. By the 1920s, 659 children attended Kirkland Schools, the Central School Building in Rose Hill. Students were able to continue their education close to home, since the first King County Union High School was located within the Kirkland community. During this period, Kirkland women founded several enterprising organizations, including the Parent Teacher Association, the Campfire Guardians Council, the Community Ladies' Aid, the Business Girls Club, and the Women's Auxiliary of the American Legion. Another organization, the Kirkland Women's Club, provided the very first library for Kirkland. Neighbors often joined together to build homes, as pictured in this 1930s photo. The Kirkland Hospital, also photographed in the 1930s, served the needs of the growing community. Over 150,000 American women served in the Women's Army Corps during World War II. These Kirkland women reached beyond the hometown community to join the national effort. Founded in Seattle in 1898 and first dubbed the Order of Good Things, the Order of the Eagles is now an international non-profit organization which brings volunteers together to improve the life of others and to promote peace, prosperity, gladness, and hope. Here is the local Order of the Eagles photographed in the 1950s. At the start of the 20th century, no services were available for Catholics in the Kirkland area. In 1913, a bishop requested Father Nicholas O'Rafferty, pastor of St. Anthony's in Renton, to serve in Kirkland. The mayor of Kirkland allowed Father O'Rafferty to use the Kirkland City Council chambers for a once-a-month mass, which was attended by about 20 persons. Pictured here is a Kirkland Catholic church in the 1960s. The Seattle Baptist Church sent missionaries to the east side to work with the Native Americans and early settlers. The Baptists joined with members of another church, and in 1929 the American Legion moved into the church building. The American Legion, founded by World War I veterans to promote American ideals and to support veterans, their widows, children, and fellow citizens, had organized the Warren O. Grimm Post No. 83 in Kirkland in 1919. The First Church of Christ Scientist, Kirkland, formed in 1918 and erected a building in 1922. The building is now known as Heritage Hall and is the new home of the Kirkland Heritage Society, an organization which keeps alive the memories of those who came before, with, and after Peter Kirk. Among their goals, the organization records historical data and works to preserve Kirkland's history. The Kirkland Heritage Society received the 2000 John D. Spellman Award for Historic Preservation, which honors outstanding contributions to protection and restoration of King County's historic sites and structures. The hardy early settlers shared talent, time, and efforts with one another. A community emerged. Today, this community continues to grow, working to make life better for everyone. Virtual Peter Kirk here, signing off for now. Cheerio!